Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sandspans Radio. Add a sprig of time to make the creation your own.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table crying because they rolled a natural one on a hide check. But that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Welcome to episode 20 of D&D is for Nerds. As always, we'll be joining the bespectacled Allie playing Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Is that a compliment?
The recently bespectacled Jackson playing Criff Pum Pum Criff.
I've got hair in my mouth.
I don't think that's part of this group.
So you got something in your eye, didn't you?
I had a yawn and I was like, oh my god, quash that, Jackson.
I thought you were giving him a wink. All right.
And the unspectacled Joel playing Leo Shadow.
Is that a compliment?
As always, I'm Adam Cyclops Summers.
That's really not your name.
Well, it's what's written down. Previously on D&D is for Nerds, sitting on the throne is what you can only assume to be the Pirate King.
Think things through, Ainsley.
Don't kiss a die, Jackson.
I don't know where they've been.
Convince him the other guy's back.
That's the sound of frustration, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm at a level with you, Mr. Pirate King. I've started to realise over the last year that we do a lot of things without thinking them out. I think it's a real problem we have.
Fight.
What? I can't remember how to fight. I've been too busy.
I'll save you, Grayson. I've got you down.
Snapping of flesh.
Oh, can I love someone with a peg leg? I don't know.
We got a guy with no leg.
He stumbles, but does he die? No, he doesn't die. Carter is very, very alive. Crip.
The bee, is
the
he
The bee appears, yeah, the bee appears.
I begin laughing maniacally.
Who do you want it to attack?
Oh, yeah!
Who do you want it to attack?
The wizard!
He just, like, slowly hovers its way towards him. Carter's just like, no.
As if he's scared of a justice bee.
This bee is the size of a fucking dog.
I'd be scared of a justice bee! And at the
All
same
powerful
time,
pirate king wizard on hand.
I would like to, because that's not my move, is it?
Yeah, no, you got your turn as well.
Yeah, cool. Grease the floor. No, he's not moving. We are. The monster's moving.
Can you, if you put like you gooed up the creature? How does a creature attack?
If I goo up the creature, will the creature get injured, Adam?
No, I think you have to go up yourself and then touch
what are you
the creature.
The babu slime?
Yeah.
No, it only hurts like something grappling what you use it on.
I'm just going to punch him.
I was thinking like babu slime.
Grayson?
Because he's getting like mauled by the dog.
It's true. That's not
so
a
you can
bad
like
idea.
Grease him out of the way.
Don't grease him. We're moving, Jack.
I won't grease, but I'm not promising I'm not punching. Adam beefed up my punching.
I know.
I have to use it at some point.
You can, just let... Okay.
Just running up to a wizard and clocking him in the mouth. How good!
Hey, you know in The Simpsons how Milhouse takes his glasses off and his eyes are really, really tiny?
Yeah.
That's like Adam. Put your glasses on and look at all of us. Look at that. Oh, look at that. Normal eyes. Whatever. Yeah. Now take them off and look at us again.
It's just a glasses thing. Take off yours. Yeah. You look like you have tiny eyes.
No, I don't.
No, I don't, guys.
Okay.
How would you know? Without your glasses, you can't. Oh, no, I guess if you took a photo of yourself.
Yeah, that's true. There you go. Mystery solved. Adam, I'd like to run. What's much. Closer, the wizard or the monster?
The monster, by far.
If I ran up to the wizard, could I attack?
No, not this time.
Mm. I'll run up to the monster and punch it in the mouth.
Yep. Problem solved.
Cold cluck it.
Cold, poof, right in its fucking jaw.
You hit.
Yeah! Yeah! You fucking know I do.
You're like, bop it on the chin.
Aww. It sounds so adorable. Like,
that's right. Do I jump over Grayson? Oh!
You do a bit of the people's
Carter's
elbow.
Like, Carter is right now with the bee, like, he's just like trying to push it off.
I like that I don't know what the bee does.
Yeah, what's the bee doing?
It can attack, yeah.
Is it attacking?
Yeah, it is attacking him.
Good.
He's just like trying to fend it off right now. It's really distracting him.
Well, I should use my buzzing bee spell.
What's that?
That
do?
Just makes an annoying sound.
Just in your ear, and it makes it hard to concentrate on spells.
It's just like.
Because then he thinks it's like the bee's everywhere.
The bee's everywhere, Carter.
Grayson swings at the creature again. Yeah. He connects again.
Yes. The guy's a boss.
Cleaves off like a massive chunk of it.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he gives it like a really close haircut, if you know what I mean. Ooh. Ho, ho, ho.
Does that mean
Adam
cut off
with
his
the
head?
Stingers? What
is that? What it means?
What
close haircut? Cut off his head?
No,
getting just... hopeful?
No, not that close.
No.
Hey, celestial justice bee, still giving us a hand.
Oh no, I'm glad, but I'm just saying, it would be nice to just cut the creature's head off and then kind of
we'll
be
just gang up on that wizard.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've become undone.
Carter's turn.
Oh boy, that's always so scary.
It is.
Just get distracted by the bee, mate.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah?
I don't know who Adam's rooting for anymore.
The creature, like... But, oh, man. Hang on. Let me find out exactly what it does to Grayson.
Oh, no!
He picked up a critical sad card. Crit sad.
Crit sad.
Also known as... I don't know what it's also known as.
Critical fumble.
Critical... Oh,
am I right?
Adorable.
Critical success and there's critical fumble.
Who got the crit success?
The monster.
It did.
Oh, so we got a...
Who's it?
The monster.
The creature.
Okay.
You don't know what it's called.
Ah.
Let's call it Fluffy.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down in the initiative right order now. We've got like his creature.
My
we've
justice
got our
bee.
Justice bee.
I'll say the bee. There's the bee in the creature. There's the bee in Fluffy.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want to call the bee?
Justice Bee.
Justice Bee.
Yeah, okay. It's not its actual name, but just if I'm referring to it, I'll call it Justice Bee.
That's what I'll name it.
To name it Justice.
I guess it doesn't really have a name.
When he names it later, when he summons it later, will it be the same bee?
I think you can ask for the same creature.
That's I will. Cool. I'll request the same bee. I'll be it's Griff Pump Pump Griff. Just wondering if I could get the same bee I had last time.
Depends how well this bee does, let's be honest.
You like... summon the creature and it's compelled to come and serve you, basically.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
So maybe you could just summon it sometimes.
There's a really funny late-level spell called Gate. Gate is the fucking best. With Gate, you call anything. But the rule is, you literally can call anything. If it's less powerful than you, it has to come. If it's more powerful than you, it can choose to come, and when it comes, it doesn't follow your orders.
Oh, boy.
Ah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's funny though. Anywho.
So what's Fluffy doing?
It, fucking, Jesus Christ. It leaps on top of Grayson and tears his throat out.
Do you reckon our potion will fix that?
Grayson's just like making coughing, gurgling sounds. And he looks like he's either dead or dying.
How many hit points is he on right now?
That would be metagaming. Some people might say negative, like, 7.
Okay, I'm so full of rage now, guys. Shit.
Oh, no.
So full of rage.
I've got a bit of faith in us.
Okay.
But not that much. Uh-oh.
Oopsie. Maybe
now, Carter attacks your fucking bee.
No!
Just as
not as sad as Grayson. But a bit sad.
There's like an explosion over where Carter is. You were punching the fucking creature and so you didn't see it properly.
Yeah.
But your bee like just vanishes.
Oh no.
He He's all right.
Yeah, no, it doesn't die.
Oh, he'll be back.
The way it works is when you summon the creature, if it takes enough damage to die, instead it just teleports back to its home plane.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, so it's gone.
It's not dead.
It's gone, but not forgotten.
Didn't really do much, did it?
Mm. Holy shit, I have a potion of mage armor. Downing that.
And Leo.
Keep
fighting this thing?
Flank and stab that.
You're still, flanking pretty easily with Criff.
Yeah, flank the...
Sick!
You step over, but this time it's Fluffy is ready for it and just, darts out of the way. It's, very quickly and sort of quite well, working between you two, not letting one of you get the upper hand.
The fight has turned.
Smart. Whatever it is, it looks smart. You see intelligence in its eyes.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
Can I attack and then move, or is that it?
You can move now if you want.
All right.
If you move away from it, though, it'll get an attack of opportunity against you.
Oh.
Because you're, disengaging without properly finishing a fight.
Okay, yeah, no, sorry.
You can do it, though. It might not kill you. I don't think it'll kill you in one go.
But he's little. It could just be oh.
Wow. Mm.
Not wrong.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'll just stay. Cool. I kind of want to chip off onto that wizard.
I feel
him unattended is a bad idea.
I am so full of rage. Before I was man, I'm pretty pissed off. And then I'm full of rage. I'm so angry. I think I might shoot that bastard. I want to say cunt, but I'm not going to.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
We all heard it.
Yeah.
Okay, so your first arrow strikes him in the thigh.
I hope it strikes him in the fucking face.
Like an artery.
Yes. In the face.
On bleeding damage, damn it.
I want
any mage fire
damage.
Left? No, we do not.
Nope. Guys, we have not much.
We have.
I got a disguise kit and one moose head. Piff the moose head.
No, I'd have to rest it from its headrest. I was like, can I chuck the moose head onto the monster?
Your first arrow strikes him in the thigh and he doubles over. Your second arrow goes clean through his head.
Fuck
yes!
Fuck you, piece of shit wizard.
I've never been so pumped about fucking D&D before.
Carter slumps to the floor, very dead.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You
didn't expect this. This is an unexpected win.
Wait,
with creatures still around.
I'm not sure if the spell ends when you die.
Let's hope so.
Hey, guys, finally, all those things that I don't keep saying, hey, Allie, you're the one who does, the most damage, but you fuckers are always in the way. Because it's always if you shoot, you're probably going to shoot Jackson in the back of the head. And I'm like, oh, I can't shoot him then. Now, fucking everyone fucks with Grayson.
You got a crit good and, a good time.
So I'm going to crit hap people up.
Crit hap.
Got a crit hap.
And then, power of love is just powering you on.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it disappears after that.
Yes!
Oh.
Okay.
The fight is over.
Yes!
Let's run over to Grayson and just fill him full of health potions.
His tummy and just glug, glug, glug.
Oh, you're going to be okay, Grayson?
Just everything.
Don't even worry, mate.
Come on.
It's two.
And then I'm going to yell out to
you. You would probably have to pour it down his throat.
We do
that. His mouth.
We'll do it.
It's gory work.
we will do it.
Neck hole and chip it up.
And yelling out to the Pirate King, bring us more health potions. We've defeated your wizard. Man, I'm pumped.
Grayson's neck remakes itself.
Yes.
And you hear some bones
resetting. I pull the potion out just before it heals over.
Oh, boy.
That could have been messy.
A lot of his wounds fix themselves. He's not he's still bleeding pretty heavily, but he's stable now.
I'm gonna put my hand over whatever open
sort
wound
of like
he's got.
Rouses a little bit. He seems a little out of it, he's delirious with pain, but he's conscious.
Yeah.
It's over.
Hold him.
You just hear a very subtle.
We did it, guys.
Turn around to the Pirate King, wringing my hands. did we? Are we good? Are we good?
He seems very pleased with himself.
Did we do good? Did we do Yes.
You can take the body if you want.
We do.
We'd love to.
Love that.
That'd be great.
Hey, guys, we didn't destroy this one's head.
Hey!
Yes.
Body's pretty heavy, though, and you kind of have to carry Grayson as well.
Well, can I check the wizard? Does he have any cool things on him?
Not really, no.
Hey, Ainsley. Do you want to, with your sword, try and behead him, because my dagger's not great, as we've all learned.
Is it your dagger?
Yeah, beforehand, I'm like, hey, well, Pirate King, I just want to make sure this isn't out of order if we cut his head off here. Would you prefer we do it somewhere where we're not going to stain a fucking carpet?
I have another appointment after you. Please.
Yeah, all right.
So either you want, or give me your sword and I'll do it. Which one do you want?
This
is your kill.
I'm pissed. You're right.
You guys like immediately notice that there's another like robed man standing next to the Pirate King who has a very, very like pleased expression on his face.
Look, see, I told you guys, when like Wizard King dies, that would make us the Wizard.
Ainsley just cut his head off.
Just cut his head off. Yeah, oh my god.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to cut his head off. Fuck.
One of the half orcs like approaches you with an axe to help you, and then the Pirate King just like waves and says no. Cool. Oh my god. You're the only one who would be good at this, and you botch it as well.
Damn it.
Rats.
You make a fucking mess of it. Damn it. You get like a ragged, like, upper jaw and above.
Can we get the Pirate King, mate, buddy, chum, old
Let's
pal?
Let's not take too many liberties.
Can you just do us a quick fave? Can you write us a letter to say these ragamuffins fucked him up? And then we'll be out of your kingdom. You can go back to whatever pirate fund you guys have.
Curiosity, if we gave the dead
you guys
Carter
still
a health potion,
what?
If we gave the dead Carter a health potion,
would it fix his neck?
So health potions do not work after death.
They don't give you a second go at beheading.
Well, I asked. Also, if we ever need anyone killed, I just gotta gingerly point to us.
I have an entire guild of assassins for that.
How does one join that guild? Because I kind of like just an assassin. It'd be nice.
He leans over and just like, he doesn't hand it to you because you guys are still in that fighting bit. He hands it to like an aide, and then the aide hands it to you. It's like a little business card and it's got a name on it.
That's awesome. Thanking you, Mr. King of Pirates. Put that in my back pocket.
I'm going to give you some advice that I don't usually give to people in your position.
Oh, this is exciting.
Uh-huh.
You amuse me. I'd leave while the getting's good.
Good advice.
Grab the head by the hair and chip on out.
As you leave, you like pass some very scared looking adventurers in manacles.
I want to give them a thumbs up while I'm helping Grayson out.
I want to get the head and be like,
can I just search the shackled adventurers, see what they've got?
You like slow down, one of the half orcs bumps you in the back.
I just wanted to see if they had some health potions I could steal.
Once you get past those adventurers, there's nothing much to steal unless you want to try taking
the adventurers.
Like I said, if you slow down, one of the orcs like bumps you in the back.
But could I use that bump and bump into them and kind of use sleight of hand and see if they've got anything cool?
Stop jeopardizing our escape.
But I don't want to fuck up those adventurers.
Samet, it's still an escape.
You botch it very epically.
And down the front. You're
like, it's like not subtle. It's like, you know how you'd see on a movie, like a thief snatching an old lady's purse.
Yeah.
Like that, but imagine you don't get the purse.
I like deck of cards and like just do a trick and be like, ta-da, I just keep walking.
Yeah, after that, there's no real opportunities to steal, especially without being noticed. You're like led out of the manor and they close
the gate.
Let's
get on a fucking boat.
Let's go home, guys. Wait.
Let's go
to Carcery.
Goldcrest.
Well, Carcery first, because Ted obviously wanted this guy.
And the bounty.
That was kind of the whole point, Leo. Or Goldcrest to Goldcrest.
It is amusing that you have become the moral of the fucking smart one in the party.
How did that happen?
As the gates are closing, Jump. What's his fucking name?
Jigalump.
Jigalump just like scooches his way quickly through the closing gate.
I don't even fucking make eye contact.
Where were you during the fight?
I had a bee jiggle up, and that helped. A magic bee. Out of this piece of shit.
With
cat.
Like a little tear, Jigglypuff like just tucks into his backpack a little bee costume.
Oh. He was the bee the whole time.
Except not really.
No, he was not the bee the whole time.
Would be
time.
Funny though.
All right. Goldcrest? Where's Goldcrest?
How do we get to Goldcrest? How do we get
okay,
there?
You...
Can I walk
going
there?
To Goldcrest.
Yeah. We'll, catch a catch a boat,
that worked
clearly.
Really well for us last time when we walked across ice.
We're at a pirate capital.
Is
There'll
it
be
cold?
A boat. Is it, oh my god, it's hot.
Oh yeah, it is too. These
fucking idiots.
Yeah, you guys are in like a very... you guys are in a very tropical setting.
Okay.
So you could try chartering a ship from here, but as you are in the pirate city, it's going to probably end up being a pretty serious hassle because you're more likely than not to charter a pirate. And a pirate, like, once you've given him the gold, he has very little incentive to keep you alive.
Oh my goodness.
Well, what can we buy? How much gold did we get from the Pirate King? Any? Or did we only just escape with our lives?
Yeah, did we get
a... you didn't... The Pirate King didn't give... The Pirate King gave you your life.
Yeah, rat.
That's true.
I was thinking maybe,
and I guess Carter's body.
Yeah, what... Can we pickle that?
What is pickling?
Okay, you don't have that spell. No?
I know it's not a spell,
I don't,
but I'm saying... If take
I don't want to pickle a corpse, Adam. What is the best way to get off gold?
Gold?
Ainsley?
Yes.
You somehow have some skill in this area.
Oh, rad.
Hang on, let me.
Is it cooking?
No.
Because, like, I'm just saying, like, if we have to present proof that we have killed this wizard.
Can we salt it, though?
We have to go across, like, a country. To this place, and we're probably going to stop by another place before we go to
Adam,
that
would a
place.
Skull of the wizard suffice?
Like what?
Because I think I want the reason.
Oh, would
a
skull? Probably not.
Because Zam wants to preserve the body so that we can.
You
have
could
proof
preserve
that we
like
did it.
The head.
Yeah,
you try
this
that.
Is doable.
The skill required is survival here.
It sounds like a general.
Oh no, you've got decent survival.
Okay.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah. You'd need the resources to do this, you need like. Some sort of container. Vinegar? Is vinegar used in pickling?
Yeah.
I don't actually know. Yep, okay. Vinegar, and then Ainsley could conceivably do this.
Let's just pickle the head, because then we can carry
pickle
that.
Do you have a like blade? Are you just just taking the head?
Yeah.
What blade do you have to separate head from body?
Like, we did that. We
I think we separated the head from the
body. Oh, have you? Oh, that's right, you have already. And I'm pretty sure you mangled it. I can't remember you ever doing it right.
We did mangle it.
Good.
We mangled it well.
Good.
So, regardless... But let's,
you're getting a lot of odd stares as you walk around and your backpack drips blood.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Is there like a store or a stall
a
that might sell
that
kind of thing?
Get this head.
You know what? Actually, I don't even have to roll. No. You're in like the upper high class district. There's no like markets here. Oh,
are there
there's
stores?
A mansion here. It's where the Pirate King lives. In like a, how you would say, like a, relatively speaking, this is the nice part of
pirate
the city.
Town.
Yeah.
All right.
You could go, like, if you travel, the closer you are to the docks, the better it is. Right now you're like at the top of the city, which is the furthest
from
the docks.
Let's walk down to the docks, then on the way we can pickle ahead.
Hey, who wants to carry Grayson? Because he's like... Really badly wounded.
I will do
I'll do it. With
the
half.
Wait a minute, how did you guys, he's still on negative.
Do we need to fix him?
I think you've stabilized him. I don't know if you healed him.
No, we did not.
All right, let's
There's
heal
a
him
temple.
Up. Is there a temple or a cleric? It's a pirate capital, Zamet.
Yes. Pirates might pray. I don't know.
Pirates certainly need to be healed somehow.
There are like equivalent type
hospital?
Temple services, but it'll cost you a lot.
I'll pay him.
Okay.
I don't know if we got the blood.
Do you not have any health potions? Does no one have a health potion?
Oh, we've got a couple.
I think we've got
one.
We used one
and he started to heal. Is he not healing more?
No, I'm out of health
potions,
guys.
We pulled one.
No, I have six.
His, like open neck.
Yes.
It was very
gruesome. That's right. I remember that. Yes. So actually,
he's unconscious still, though.
He's unconscious, so he's still slumped in someone's arms.
Mm. Okay, I'll just grab a fucking health potion and just shove it down his throat.
No, I think he's okay. He's just unconscious.
You don't need to shove it down
his
throat.
You don't
want to
OD him on a health potion.
You can't do that.
Well,
let's
D&D's
carry...
a weird place. It is possible to OD on health potions.
That's awesome. Become too healthy. I
if
guess
you
we
reach
had...
double your hit points, you explode.
Oh,
really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. You just explode straight up.
All right, well, let's head down to the docks. You can carry Grayson, or you can. I don't
just
care.
Let's give him a health potion.
He's fine!
No, but I don't want to carry him.
Yeah, it's not going to wake him up.
Oh, won't it wake him up? Will it wake him up?
You can try rousing him. You don't have to do it.
Oh, I have rouse as a cantrip.
Would work here. You could just try to wake him up, though.
Wait, no, I don't have rouse.
That's my role.
I thought I had rouse.
Okay, does someone want to wake him up?
I'll wake him up.
Yes.
So sure
okay, Leo, you try first.
I have the bow slime.
Wake up.
No.
He's run responsive.
You'd think it would be something that could just happen, but apparently not. Ainsley?
I will try.
Yeah, you rouse him.
Yes!
He's like,
I can
groggy.
Rouse and arouse. What?
I guess he's the power of love.
Yeah.
It's the power of love. No, that's copyrighted. We can't do that.
We're going to go to jail now.
Well, it was okay. It was so Adam, unlike what he was meant to sound like. I think it's fine.
Ow.
Adam, you sound nothing like Huey Lewis in the news. You have to accept that. Adam, I'd like to look around the docks for, like, the most trustworthy-looking ship.
Okay, well, you're going to head all the way down to the docks? It's across city.
Well, where else are we going to go?
Well, we got to go to the pickle place.
Oh, we got to... All right, let's go to the pickle place first.
Pickle place, okay.
We'll pickle the head.
Peter Pepper's Pickle Emporium.
Can I get a highs or lows?
Lows.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Poor choice, Jackson. So it takes you quite a while to find any place such as that. The sun's going down by the time you find it, and they're just starting to close shop.
Oh, hey. Hi.
The owner of this, it's just like it's kind of like a butcher's, but it's like, you get the impression he sells a lot of different things. he's wearing like an apron covered in muck and blood and shit, and he looks like he's had a long day.
Hey, mate, you ever pickled a wizard?
I don't know what to roll for that.
We need some ingredients to pickle.
We need a jar about as big enough to fit a head.
We need a mason jar and some pickling juices and spices.
He, what do you call that when someone does that?
We have money.
He does the money gesture.
Yeah, the money gesture. Yeah.
Dollar bills, yo gesture.
He starts gesturing with his hands and he's like counting off with his hands. You guys know how to count,
Are you mute?
He nods.
Oh, sad. No tongue?
He nods.
Pirates. How much does he count off?
He counts off 6, but you don't know if he means silver, gold, or copper.
So here's what we'll do, right, guys?
Yeah.
We'll start... 6 copper?
He shakes his head.
Oh, no, it's
silver?
Six silver?
He nods.
All right.
Sure, yeah, done.
It's good because we have 6 silver pieces
left. Oh, good. No, the copper was for the jacket. I want to keep that the whole way through.
And some gold.
Like, I'm kind of like trying to keep...
The jacket or the copper?
The copper.
Oh, wait.
We sold the jacket for the copper. Keep up, Carnival. I'll drop my pencil.
I'm sorry, that thing that happened, what, episode 1?
Yes. I'll give him 6 silver pieces, whatever.
Okay. Yep.
I'm flush with Fliff, yeah.
He walks in, gestures for you to follow in.
Okay, we'll follow him inside.
He rummages around in some, like, back part, and while he's there, you guys basically have free reign to just look around the front part of the store, but everything's been packed away, so before you try to steal anything, nothing. Unless you want the ice that he puts the meat on.
Maybe.
There's a lot of ice.
Grayson might have a headache.
Yeah.
Is it like a bag of ice?
Fill your pockets
Grayson,
with ice.
Grayson, like, every now and then just lets out like a moan, like in pain.
Fill your pockets with ice.
Forehead, see if he's like burning up.
Ainsley, yeah, I would like to do those things.
Ainsley, fill your pocket with ice.
He doesn't seem to have a fever.
Okay, well, do I have, I would have like a little sack for money, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you'd have a money pouch.
Steal ice.
Is my... Yeah.
Are you gonna? How much gold do you have, Ainsley?
Well, I'm gonna put my gold.
Are you
in
gonna
my
have
pocket.
Wet gold?
That's even better. I'll have clean.
So before
gold.
Your ice theft can continue, the butcher or the cook or whatever you want to call him comes back around,
Piccolo.
And he's got a big jar that look like a big mason jar type thing that looks like it could hold a human head.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
He doesn't break it. He like just puts it down on the counter and gestures for you.
Okay.
To slip the head in?
Yeah.
Take it out of my backpack.
Yep.
And
he seems completely nonplussed at this. He doesn't seem to care.
I drop it in.
You just walk it in? Yeah, yeah. It's like a wet sort of...
wet. Is it full of pickling goo?
No, it's not. But when you put it in, he starts filling it up from some... He pulls like a container out of freaking nowhere, it looks like, and there's vinegar in that.
Will it be good to... I ask him, will it be good to like just keep? Like, and we can just take it away now? Does it need to sit for a bit? What's the go?
He sort of shrugs.
You don't know?
Yeah, he sort of like... Yeah, he shrugs again. He doesn't like, seem sure. Does he, like, he doesn't seem to... He doesn't seem 100% sure.
He didn't seem like...
He doesn't pickle heads every day.
Yeah. But he wasn't shocked by the head pickling, so I'm guessing he's done it before.
Or he lives in a pirate city.
Shut up, Adam.
Yeah,
all right, well, I guess once the head's done, I'll put it...
He seals it as well for you, actually.
Aww.
You're a champ, mate.
Yeah, he like properly, like he has a lid, he puts that on, and then I think... From my experience, you like if you heat the jar,
yeah,
then
yeah,
it like yeah, properly yeah. seals. He does that as well.
From your head pickling experience,
he doesn't leave it in. He doesn't like cook it for very long to seal it, though. You get the impression that he just, you know, he wants to get out.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Well, and he gives it back to you. Awesome.
Let's just wrap that up.
Yeah,
quite nicely.
Probably if you have a blanket or something like that. Chris,
those wizard robes.
I have a disguise kit.
Oh, yeah, we still have the wizard robe.
Do we though?
Do we though?
We don't have that cape.
We have a
you
single.
Gave that to a drunk wizard.
We have a single moose head.
That's not gonna help.
I have mage armor. No, that's a potion of.
We'll have some old clothes that might be shredded.
Yeah, you have like those shredded rags.
Yeah. Just a lot of dice rolls. Oh, it's a worry.
You're all pretty concerned with the jar, right?
Yeah,
good.
Oh, guys, we got robbed.
You're in the store. There's no one else in the store.
Except the guy who's like... That
he's across the counter.
That girl was going to take my ice. Maybe I'll take a dignity. I don't know.
I'll give you this much. A robbery has taken place.
Yeah, all right.
I'll wrap up the jar in something from my disguise kit, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And I'll put it in my backpack.
Good.
All right, thank you, shopkeep.
You know, it's
much
day,
obliged.
Sir.
Bummer
like,
about the tongue.
Raps the table. Sort of. What? Sorry?
Bummer about the tongue. Sorry.
He gives you an odd look.
Yeah, that sucks.
And gestures for you to leave.
All right, we'll chuff outside.
Okay. You walk out and Jigglump is waiting for you outside
you
with a fresh fish in its mouth.
Jigglump, give it to me!
While he's being aggressive, I would like to kneel down real quietly and be like, hey, Jiggly, and see what happens.
I want to pet his
Jigglump,
tummy.
Seems hesitant to approach you because Criff is also there.
Give me the fish, Jigglump. I'm a hungry boy.
I'm going to take a step away from Criff and just be like, Jiggly, Jiggy.
Jigglump puts you, Ainsley, between himself and Criff, and he approaches you.
Jigglump, right. You are the worst.
All right. And then does he give me the fish?
No, he starts to eat it himself.
Oh, right. That's okay.
But he,
okay.
like,
That's
acts right. as if he expects you to pat his belly as well.
I will do that.
I hate this cat. I'm going to look around and see what's happening in the street.
The sun is basically set, so the vibrant nightlife of this city is starting to show its face.
Guys, we should
You hear screaming in the distance.
Okay, all right. Somebody pick up Jigglump because I won't.
I'll pick up Jigglump.
Jigglump
how am I going to carry Jigglump and Grayson?
Grayson at this point is like needs very minimal sort of like.
I'll
helping.
Do it with my half elf strength. No, half link strength.
Half elves have strength. You have.
No, no. I'll just hold
that.
His ankle.
I'm helping, guys. Yeah.
You like brace his ankle so that he doesn't fall.
Yes.
It will not work. Oh. All right. Well, I guess we head down to the docks then.
Hmm.
If that's close.
Where else can we go?
I don't know. Well, it's nighttime.
Let's
do we want to find lodging?
You might be able to find like a last ship heading out. Or you guys don't know a lot about pirates. Maybe pirates like to launch at night. Maybe you shouldn't pick a pirate ship to go on once again.
Well, that's what we're doing, Adam.
It worked last time, Adam.
Did it just.
The silver was a delight.
The silver was not a pirate.
When did we get on a pirate ship?
I don't think we have.
We've never gotten on a pirate ship,
so we don't know if it's bad.
Yet.
We would like to go on a pirate ship, Adam.
I put my hands on my hips and I kind of just like look around whistling, kind of looking like, hey, maybe I'd like to go on a pirate ship.
And I would say, hey, man, you want to go on a pirate ship?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are we acting something out right now?
Yeah. You were meant to follow along.
I was just going, that's what my character's
doing. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs. Highs. Highs.
A man looms out of the darkness. Want to see a dead body?
Do I? Yes. Yes.
No, he pulls a weapon.
No, no.
Oh, no. Oh. See,
this
that.
Is, guys, this is, I kind of expected this.
No.
And now we jump to initiative.
This is a little bit on you guys.
I'm gonna. See I'm a dead body. You will. It'll be his.
That's what I was gonna say. You ruined it.
That was gonna
be my one liner.
I had a few seconds there to think of that. Like I was like, something's being handed to me on a silver platter.
I know. Was this gonna be like?
Was there a one liner to be had?
Oh my god, yes. Criff, you're on one hit point.
Oh my god, I am.
Have we not healed?
No, you haven't had a chance.
I forgot to.
Ainsley, you're not doing so well either.
Oh no.
You're like a hot 11,
what
I think.
What a mild.
You're full hit points.
Yes.
my paper is 16.
So when he said you want to see their body and he drew his sword, I want to say.
He drew a dagger.
So he drew a dagger. I want to say, okay, no, wait. What do I want to say, guys? What's witty?
Yes, yours.
I draw my rapier.
Rapier in hand, you prepare to face down your foes. Will you live? Will you die? We'll find out next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.